And what we've tried to do up here is divide this into three components for you. My wife tells me people learn best in segments of three. So the first component will be something of a primer, if you will, or primer for the folks from the UK. And we'll go over what the basic components of, at least in the instance we're going to be discussing, principally the drag that you see in a lot of shareholder agreements and operating agreements, because we think that's the principal focus that this panel should be looking at. The second piece, and that'll be done by Gemma and Darren, and then the second component will be kind of recent case law and developments in the area, and Tricia will be doing that. And then the third segment will be the how to draft to address all these issues that are bubbling up. And believe me, as we sat through and discussed this topic, you will want to pay attention and have a checklist, in effect, as you prepare these types of provisions. I think there's a tendency for a lot of people to say, tell the associate, go grab the drag provision and jam it in there and we'll get on down the road. Once you hear some of this conversation, you will be a little less likely just to jam a drag into a document without thinking through the ramifications, not only at the front end related to the drafting of it, but also the ramifications associated with how some of these drags are being disputed and the resolution of those disputes. And then there'll be, if we have time, we'll wrap up and have a Q&A, and if there's not time, we'll be available after to answer any questions. And then I'm sure as we go along, you'll see kind of a lively conversation as it relates to the interrelationship of the three components. So, with that, I'd like to hand it over to Darren and Gemma, who will give you your primer/primer on drags.